Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Michael Bernstein of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the sanctions regime directed against Russia since the unprovoked attack against Ukraine. However, right now we're reaching a point with a new president. There's much in the news about a possible negotiation in some fashion. What is the Russian situation right now, given that we've had it described as everything for the front for the last year? War Keynesianism, military Keynesianism. I look at an article at Foreign Affairs, a distinguished magazine by Alexandra Propenko, titled "Putin is Not Yet Desperate." The sum of this article, it's very a lot of moving parts, is that Putin has about a year, maybe a little more, before a combination of inflation and despair overwhelm his population. Will that lead to change? No, but it will lead to a disaster for the pensioners. Michael, a very good evening to you. A year is a long time to wait, especially for the new administration that looks to be moving very quickly. What is the governor on Putin's timeline? How much time does he have before the inflation overwhelms? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. And this article you mentioned may be right for the wrong reason. The problem is the future of Russian capacity to finance the war, and the war has to be financed, depends on several things. And two most important are the price of oil, and the other one is the situation with the budget deficit and how to finance the budget deficit. And so it's a fiscal problem, and it is oil market. And the current sanctions significantly reduced the Russian ability to export oil because the two major markets, two principal markets for the Russian oil were China and India, and they continue to be. But because of the sanctions on the Russian shadow fleet, the so-called fleet that transports Russian oil and doesn't have Western insurance and consists of all decommissioned tankers, these sanctions are seriously received in China and India. Their ports are refused to receive the tankers. India reduced immediately the import of Russian oil, and India is experiencing what its oil minister called the oil shock, because it used to buy Russian oil at the discount, $12 per barrel discount, and now it has to replace it with the Middle Eastern oil at the world market price. And because of various situations and various policies of the outgoing Biden administration, reducing the capacity of the United States to increase oil supply, oil prices are up. They're down again after the incoming Trump administration, but they're still $79 per barrel, which is much higher than they used to be a few months ago. And for India, it's a big problem. It's not buying as much Russian oil, and it reduced from $2 billion a day to 1.5 million barrels a day. China is reducing buying Russian oil, and Russian tankers are sitting idle without entering Chinese ports. So this is a serious problem for the Russian budget.
You guide me to look at the Russian budget that must be paid for. They have demands, not just military demands, but social demands. For example, the pensioners have to be satisfied in some fashion. There are many of them, and Putin worries about them. How can they pay for the budget deficit?
So, here is the situation. They've just indexed, under the political pressure from the population, they just indexed the Russian pensions, so they have increased social expenditures. Their budget deficit for 2024 is almost twice as high as they predicted. And it is now about 3.5 trillion rubles, which is about $35 billion. It's 1.8% of GDP. They expect it less. They have to finance it from two sources. And they have more budget deficit expected in 2025. The two sources, major sources of financing are domestic placement of government bonds and sovereign wealth fund, because unlike the United States, other Western countries, which finance totally by placing bonds in the market, including selling them to foreigners, Russia finances its budget deficit, now it is clear, half by placing bonds and half by selling the assets from the national wealth fund. And this is a problem. It's a double problem. One is that the foreigners used to purchase Russian bonds because the yield was high. But after the sanctions, the share of foreigners of using buying Russian bonds declined from about more than a half to 10-12%, and those are mostly Chinese. The sovereign wealth fund is $117 billion, but the liquid part of it is only about one-third of it. It's only about $37 billion. And the liquid part consists of two major components. It's gold and it is renminbi. They've already sold all their dollar-denominated assets, euro-denominated assets, yen-denominated assets. So now they have gold and renminbi, and they're selling. But to cover the budget deficit of about $35 billion, they have to sell half of it. They have to sell $17 billion worth of this sovereign wealth fund, which means that what they have in the liquid part of it may last them maybe a year and a half, 2 years at most. They have to place bonds, and after that, it is a crisis. But this assumes that the oil and the oil revenues continue as they are. The policies of the Trump administration are expected to significantly reduce the price of oil, and Russia will suffer the budget deficit, tax revenues will suffer, and this means that they may have 1 year, one and a half to finance the war if the war continues.
The shadow fleet being sanctioned, many of parts of the shadow fleet are out of commission. Is that hurting Russia's ability to pay for the budget?
Unexpectedly, it does. The Biden administration in the last outgoing days sanctioned 183 vessels, which is about half or so of the Russian shadow fleet. And because they go to China and India, and China and India are sensitive to the threat of secondary sanctions, now the Russians are desperately looking for new markets for their oil. But what? North Korea sends them soldiers. They provide now cheap oil to North Korea. But this is it. It is hard to replace, and it hurts the budget tremendously.
A year and a half. Selling the sovereign wealth fund down, that's reckless governance to reestablish that fund. However, they're looking at inflation. They're looking at shortfall for the budget. They're looking at challenges from the social part of their budget. And they're looking at the shadow fleet being sanctioned. But what you've told me, Michael, if I understand, is the most effective thing that the West has and that Russia fears is the price of oil. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Drive down the price
That's
of oil.
Correct. It's absolutely the strongest sanction that can be done. It's not the sanction. It's the United right. States domestic production of oil.
Drill, baby, drill is a weapon.
Yes.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution on the sanctions regime, the shadow fleet, and the price of Brent crude. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.